بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have class number 21. Of the purification of the hearts, and the title of the class is Give Them Glad Tidings. Patience, the most important factor that helps us to fulfill our trusts and to obey Allah's commands. Over the last months, we were learning about the characteristics of the believing hearts, which are mentioned in the following verses of the Quran. Actually, at the beginning of the class, we will revise the verses of the Quran which we learned over the last few months regarding the characteristics of the believing heart, and then today, inshallah, we will learn about the very important supporting factor for the believers to have these characteristics, inshallah, which is patience. So now, inshallah, we will revise the four verses of the Quran which we learned in detail over the last few months, and we will start with Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. We will read from verse 1 to verse 5. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
Alif Lam Mim. This is the book whereof there is no doubt, a guidance to those who are al-mutakun, the pious believers of Islamic monotheism who fear Allah much, abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds which He has forbidden, and love Allah much, perform all kinds of good deeds which He has ordained, who believe in the ghaib and perform as-salat and spend out what we have provided for them, give zakat, spend on themselves, their parents, their children, their wives, etc., and also give charity to the poor, and also in Allah's jihad. And who believe in that which has been sent down to you, and in that which was sent down before you, the Torah and the Gospel. And they believe with certainty in the hereafter, resurrection, recompense of their good and bad deeds, paradise and hell. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and they are the successful.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we will read from Surah number 9. Actually, these are the verses which we learned in full details. We will read now again from Surah number 9, verse number 71 and 72. We are just reviving these verses of the Quran, inshallah, so that we can remember the characteristics of the believing hearts. Verse number 71 and 72. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم وعد الله المؤمنين والمؤمنات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ورضوان من الله أكبر ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
The believers, men and women, are awliya,
supporters
of one another. They enjoin on the people al-maruf and forbid from al-munkar. They perform a salat and give the zakat and obey Allah, His Messenger. Salallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will have His mercy on them. Surely Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah has promised the believers, men and women, gardens under which rivers flow to dwell therein forever, and beautiful mansions in gardens of Eden. But the greatest bliss is the good pleasure of Allah. That is the supreme success.
Okay. Also we read from Surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun, from 1 to 11. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وعهدهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
Successful indeed are the believers, those who offer their salat with solemnity and full submissiveness, and those who turn away from Allah, dirty, false, evil, vain talk, and those who pay their zakat, and those who guard their chastity, except from their wives or the slaves that their right hand possesses, for then they are free from blame. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors, those who are faithfully true to their amanat, all the duties which Allah has ordained, and to their covenants, and those who strictly guard their salawat. These are indeed the inheritors who shall inherit the firdas. They shall dwell therein forever.
Okay. We will read also from Surah number 42. We will read from verse 36 to verse 38. 36 to 38. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما أوتيتم من شيء فمتاع الحياة الدنيا وما عند الله خير وأبقى للذين آمنوا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
So whatever you have been given is but a passing enjoyment for this worldly life, but that which is with Allah, paradise, is better and more lasting for those who believe and put their trust in the Lord. And those who avoid the greater sins and al-fawahish, and when they are angry, they forgive. And those who answer the call of their Lord to believe that He is only one Lord and to worship none but Him alone, and perform as-salat, and who conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, and who spend of what we have bestowed on them. And that's it. Just through 38.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay. Actually,
let me say this.
From these verses of the Quran, we can summarize the characteristics of the believing hearts as follows. They believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the decree, good and bad, and the day of resurrection. Number two, performing of prayers with sincerity and at its fixed times. Number three, paying zakat, charity, obligatory and non-obligatory. Number four, fulfilling the trusts. Number five, being faithful, true to the covenants. Number 6, enjoying good and forbidding evil. Number 7, helping and supporting each other. And number 8, obeying the commands of Allah and obeying Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. All these characteristics are related to obeying Allah's commands regarding the true belief in His oneness, performing good deeds, fulfilling all the trusts to all around us. Actually, obeying Allah's commands and abstaining from the sins is the goal of the believers. This is a great goal, which needs strong belief and pure intention to fulfill that goal. But we must remember that we have an enemy, our main enemy, Shaitan, who is trying all the time to deviate the believers from the right path. So it looks that we must have a very important supporting factor which supports the believers regarding obeying Allah's commands and being away from Shaitan's whispers. This supporting factor is patience. Actually, patience in Arabic is called sabr. Okay? And we will learn about patience in details in this class, so that after discussing all the characteristics of the believing hearts, we must learn how we can have these characteristics and keep it all the time, and this is through patience, that is to say sabr. What is the meaning of the word patience? The word patience is from the Arabic word sabr, and actually it means to be patient and to persevere. In Islam, it implies restraining the spirit from being agitated and restraining the tongue from complaining. Okay? Actually, we will learn now two very important Islamic rules. Number one, must believe, sister, that the life is attained through patience, because patience is the foundation of the believer's faith, which has no other foundation. The one who has no patience has no faith. And if he has any, then it is only a little faith and it is very weak. Why? Because patience is half of iman, half of the belief. The reality of iman or belief is to keep your belief. The reality of iman is to keep your trust and hope in Allah all the time through being thankful to Allah at the time of prosperity and patient at the time of adversity. Iman, faith, is two halves. Half is patience and half is gratitude, shukr. Therefore, Allah has mentioned these two characteristics, being patient and grateful, alongside one another in many verses of the Quran. The meaning of these two rules, which I mentioned now, sisters, is that the foundation of the belief is patience. Okay? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make faith from two halves or from two parts. One of them is patience, and the other one is gratitude. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that in our worldly life, we are either living time of prosperity or time of adversity. At the time of prosperity, we must be grateful to Allah and thankful to Allah. And the time of adversity, we must be patient regarding, you know, Allah's decree, and also we must be always patient regarding obeying the commands of Allah and living away from all what He prohibits. So, as a believer, you need these two halves of the belief or of the faith, to be thankful to Allah and to be patient with Allah's commands and with Allah's decree. You must have these two characteristics all the time, being thankful to Allah and being patient with Allah's commands and with Allah's decree. We will read now two verses of the Quran where we will realize that these two characteristics, that is to say, being patient and grateful, are always alongside one another in many verses of the Quran. We will read now from Surah number 31, verse number 31.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الفلك تجري في البحر بنعمة الله ليريكم من آياته إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور.
See you not that the ships sail through the sea by Allah's grace? that he may show you of his signs. Verily, in this are signs for every patient, grateful person.
Actually, sisters, we are learning about these two characteristics, being patient and grateful. These are the two characteristics of the believers, because belief or faith has two parts. Number one, patience, and number two, gratitude. So the true believer is always having these two characteristics, being patient and grateful to Allah all the time. We will read also about the importance of being patient and grateful from Surah number 14, verse number 5.
Allahu Rahman al-Rahim. لقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا أن أخرج قومك من الظلمات إلى النور وذكرهم بأيام الله إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور.
And indeed, we sent Moses with our ayat, signs, proofs, and evidences, saying, bring out your people from darkness into light, and remind them of the blessings of Allah. Truly therein are ayat for every patient, thankful person.
You see, sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of the Quran is mentioning the two characteristics which every believer must have to be patient and thankful to Allah. Okay, now sisters, we will learn the three kinds of patience. The first kind of patience is being patient regarding the obedience of Allah's commands and doing the righteous deeds, and I will clarify this in detail. The second type of patience is being patient regarding abstaining from prohibited acts and from evil. And this also we will learn today. The third type of patience is being patient with Allah's decree with the respect of afflictions and hardships without complaint. And actually, this we learned before, and inshallah we can discuss it later. Today, inshallah, at the beginning, we will learn about patience as it is mentioned in the Quran. We must learn that Allah mentioned the patience, the word patience or patient or being patient, around 90 times in the Quran. And now we will learn some of them in order to actually appreciate, you know, this quality. Being patient, you know, this is a very high quality which we must appreciate it, because it has a lot of influence on our belief in the worldly life, and also it has a great reward on the Day of Judgment. So as believers, we must always look to have this character, that is to say, to be being patient with obeying Allah's commands, abstaining from what He prohibited, and regarding Allah's decree. Now we will learn about how great is patience and how Allah mentioned it in the Quran. Number one, we must learn that being patient is a command from Allah. As believers, we must be patient. You cannot be a believer while you don't have this quality, that is to say, to be patient. We will read about patience as a command from Allah from verse Surah number 16, verse number 123.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تك في ضيق مما يمكرون إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون.
We will read 127 and 128.
And endure you patiently. Your patience is not but from Allah. And grieve not over them, polytheists and pagans, and be not distressed because of what they plot. Truly Allah is with those who fear Him, and those who are muhsinun, good doers.
Okay, so we learned that being patient is a command from Allah to the believers, and every believer must try to have this quality, inshallah. Number two, we will learn about patience as a condition of success and prosperity. We will read from Surah number 3, verse number 200.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
O you who believe, endure and be more patient than your enemy, and guard your territory by stationing army units permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you, and fear Allah so that you may be successful.
I will mention the meaning of this verse, translation word by word. This is a command from Allah. Allah is calling the believer, O you who believe, be patient. Okay? Be patient and endure and be more patient. Okay? And fear Allah so that you may be from the successful. Okay? So, you know, sometimes they translate it according to, you know, to the meaning of the verse, you know, but he is supposed to translate it generally because, you know, you read the verse of the Quran not, you know, through reading the whole surah, the whole chapter, you know. This meaning is related to that chapter of the Quran. But he is supposed to translate it, you know, according to the general meaning, because you can pick up one verse of the Quran and have it as a rule. You know, this is a rule from the Quran that you must be you must endure and be more and be patient so that you will be from the successful. So when you are patient, inshallah, you can succeed in any whenever you have any plan and you want to succeed, okay, whenever you have any trust and you want to succeed, if you have an exam and you want to succeed, okay, the most important factor for success in life, okay, is patience, okay? And actually, regarding Allah's commands and regarding being a true believer, obeying Allah and having the paradise as the final destination, the most important after having the true belief is to be patient regarding Allah's commands and obeying these commands. Number 3, we will read from the same surah, surah number 3, verse number 146, that Allah has made patience a condition for His love. If you want Allah to love you, you must be from the patient. We will read now. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin.
And Allah loves as-sabirun. As-sabirun.
The patient.
Okay.
Actually, sister, this is a general rule in the Quran. Allah, the Almighty, is commanding us to be patient. And if we are patient, Allah will love us. Why? Because through our patience, we will obey Allah, the Almighty. Through our patience, we will accept the decree of Allah. Through our patience, we will fulfill our trust. Through our patience, we will have good manners and we will never revenge. So it is the patience which will help us to be the true believers whom Allah loves them, and because of that, patience is a condition for Allah's love. Now we will learn about patience as the way to earn the companionship of Allah. We will read now from Surah number 8, verse number 46. I will try, inshallah, to read with you as many as we can about patience from the Quran, so that, inshallah, we will appreciate how important is having patience as believers, and so that we will try all the means to be from those whom they have patience, because actually nowadays most of the people are not having this patience, and most of the people are in a hurry in everything in their life. Even when they call on Allah and Allah will not answer them, they will be very upset. When they obey Allah for some time and then life is not going the direction which they like, they will be upset and they will forget about obeying Allah's commands. So we need to learn about how great is patience in the sight and in the scale of Allah, so that inshallah we will try to have this character and inshallah to be patient all the time. We will read now from Surah number 8, verse number 46. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأطيعوا الرسول وأطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأطيعوا الله ورسوله ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم واصبروا إن الله مع الصابرين.
And obey Allah and His Messenger, peace be upon him, and do not dispute with one another, lest you lose courage and your strength departs, and be patient. Surely Allah is with those who are asabirun.
Actually, this means that Allah will help those whom they are patient. When you try your best and you are patient, be sure that Allah will help you and support you, because patience is a means of seeking Allah's help, as we will read from Surah number 2, verse number 45. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Seek help in patience and a prayers.
Okay, actually, sister, these are the two elements which can help us to have Allah's help, being patient with Allah's commands and with Allah's decree, and having the link with Allah all the time with sincerity. When we are from those whom they pray their prayer with sincerity and have the continuous link with Allah, and we have patience regarding obeying His commands and accepting His decree, we must be sure that inshallah Allah will help us all the time. Actually, we will read now about the reward of those whom they exercise patience from verse Surah number 28, verse number 54. Sisters, we will read 3 and 54. Okay, we will read from 52 to 54. This verse of the Quran, 54, is always related to the revert Muslims. Okay? Actually, let us read these verses of the Quran, and then I will mention to you the means of these three verses of the Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين آتيناهم الكتاب من قبله هم به يؤمنون وإذا يتلى عليهم قالوا آمنا به إنه الحق من ربنا إنا كنا من قبله مسلمين أولئك يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. 52-54.
To those whom, Jews and Christians, we gave the scripture, the Torah and the gospel before it, they believe in it, the Quran. And when it is recited to them, they say, "We believe in it. Verily, it is the truth from our Lord. Indeed, even before it, we have been from those who submit themselves to Allah and Islam as Muslims. These will be given their reward twice over, because they are patient and repel evil with good, and spend in charity out of what we have provided them."
So actually, sister, this verse of the Quran, verse number 54, these actually three verses of the Quran are related to the revert Muslims, whom they were Christians and Jewish, and then they decided to become Muslims because they believe in the oneness of Allah. Allah is clarifying that He will reward them twice over. And actually, for every deed which they do, the righteous deed, they will have double the reward. Allah is clarifying because of their patience. Actually, they choose to become Muslims. Regarding us born Muslims, we didn't choose to become Muslims. We are created Muslims. But for those whom they choose to become Muslims, and actually to choose to become Muslims, as you know, because mostly you are revert sisters, it is not an easy actually decision, and you always have to have some responsibilities regarding this decision, and because of that Allah will reward the revert for double their reward because of their patience. Actually, because I am sure that you know they have a lot of patience regarding changing their religion, regarding facing their communities, regarding their relations with their parents, and because of that Allah will reward them for their great patience the double of this also, because they are actually, they rebel evil with good and they spend for the sake of Allah. Now we will learn also that the reward of patience can be threefold: blessings, mercy, and guidance. We will read from Surah number 2, from verse number 155 and to 157. So actually, these three verses of the Quran in Surah number 28, from 52 to 54, these are the proof that the revert Muslims will have double the reward regarding, by comparison to the born Muslims. Okay? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون.
Certainly we shall test you with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, and fruits, but give glad tidings to as-sabarun, whom when afflicted with calamity say, truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. They are those on whom are the salawat, who are blessed and will be forgiven from their Lord. And they are those who receive His mercy, and it is they who are the guided ones.
Okay, so again, sisters, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us in this verse of the Quran the different hardships which most of us face in this worldly life, as the worldly life is a test. Allah is clarifying that He shall test us with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, lives, and fruits. Okay, because these are the forms of the hardships in the worldly life. And actually, you know, sisters, in order to actually appreciate the importance of patience, you must believe that this is the reality of the worldly life. The reality of the worldly life is a test. In that test, there are a lot of hardships. We must have these hardships in our worldly life. None can say why my life is not a good one. Why I am having hardships? What is the end of hardships? There is any possibility that for 10 years or 15 years I will never have any trial or hardships? Sister, this is the wrong way actually of believing in the reality of the worldly life. This worldly life is a test, and that test have actually different forms of hardships. Some of us are having our hardship in the form of our health, in the form of our wealth, in the form of our kids, in the form of our parents, in our job. Different forms of hardships which Allah the Almighty actually is exposing the people to it, so that our reality will be clear. Whether we are true believers in the oneness of Allah and we will keep His relation with Him all the time, whether we are living prosperity or hardships, or prosperity or adversity, or we are not true believers in His oneness, that is to say, we can be close to Him when everything is all right and we are living in prosperity. But when the time of hardship comes, we forget about Allah and become very upset with His decree, and His commands are very tough for us. We cannot obey His commands. We will forget about all the commands of Allah and we will live our life according to our rules. So Allah made this worldly life as a test so that everyone will prove her reality, so that on the day of judgment it will be the justice of Allah to send those whom they obey His commands and live their life according to His rules, and were having the patience regarding obeying His commands and His decree, He will send them to the eternal life of happiness in the paradise. And those whom they deny His rules and they refuse to obey Him and they were never patient either with His rules, commands, or His decree, they will actually be sent to the hellfire, the eternal punishment. Accordingly, we must be actually, you know, sisters, aware of these facts. Okay? When someone will come and tell me, Sister Mona, now you have problem, you know, regarding your knee joints and you have osteoarthritis, are you so unhappy? Are you not thankful to Allah? You feel that this is too much for you? You will keep on giving classes, calling sisters to Allah, or you will be upset with this hardship and you will just stay at home and you forget the whole issue. You see, sister, this is the reality of the importance of the patience. So, as a true believer, now my true belief is in the test. In reality, I am a true believer in the oneness of Allah, believing that this life is a test, believing that this hardship is for my sake. How it will be for my sake if I am patient with this hardship and I am still obeying Allah's commands and I am still having the best relation with Allah, inshallah Allah will reward me the best for every second and every minute I live this hardship as a true believer in the oneness of Allah. But if the second possibility that when I have a great hardship in my life, I will say, oh Allah, I was trying my best to call the sister for your sake. I was coming in the very hot weather. I was not sleeping to prepare the classes, but I was expecting that the decree will be good with me. I will not have this hardship regarding inability to walk normally. I am not happy with what is going on. I feel that it is too much for me to obey the commands. Oh Allah, I will stop the class. You see, sisters, most of the people, you know, they actually fail the test of the worldly life during the time of hardship because they are not patient with the decree of Allah. They are not patient with the commands of Allah. They treat Allah as if Allah is a human being. If He is good with me, I will be good with Him. If He is not good with me, I will forget about Him, about His commands, about everything. Sister, this is not the belief in Allah's oneness. When I believe in Allah's oneness, this means that the only Lord in this life is Allah. The will and the power in this life is the power and the will only of Allah. This life is only run by Him. Allah is the source of all the blessings in this worldly life. Accordingly, I am a slave of Allah. Whatever Allah decreed for me, whatever Allah planned for me, whatever Allah commanded for me, I have only to say, I obey, I am thankful. Oh Allah, help me. Oh Allah, support me with the patience. Oh Allah, make it easy for me. But regarding obeying or accepting or not, this is not in my dictionary with Allah, because Allah is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and all the blessings is from Him. And on the day of judgment, if I am a true believer that there is a day of judgment, it is Allah's mercy that will send all the believers to the paradise. None will enter the paradise according to his or her deeds. Even Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the best of the creatures of Allah or the best whom Allah created, he will not enter the paradise except by Allah's mercy. So how can I say to Allah, I am not happy, I will not obey you, if I believe that all my matters in this life and in the hereafter are only up to Him? Accordingly, when I believe that this is the nature of the worldly life, hardships, trial, prosperity, adversity, this is the worldly life, I will be from those whom they have patience. Accordingly, Allah is sending glad tidings to those whom they have the patience. Why Allah is sending them glad tidings? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Because whenever any calamity, or when they are afflicted with calamity, they say, true to Allah we belong and true to Him we shall return. You know, sister, this verse of the Quran is the reality of the worldly life. Truly to Allah we belong, because Allah is the one who created us. Allah is the one who is providing us. Allah is the one who is taking care of us. And we shall return to Allah to send us either to eternal paradise or eternal hellfire. So everything is in our life is up to Allah. So truly we belong to Allah. If you are from those whom they have patience, okay, and any affliction, any calamity afflicted you, okay, immediately you will not say, oh Allah, why this calamity? I was praying all the time. I was in a good shape. What is going on? This is not supposed to happen. No, sister, this is not the manners of the patients. Those whom they are patient with Allah, the Almighty, whenever they are afflicted with calamity, and actually as true believers, you must actually memorize this verse of the Quran, either in Arabic or in English, so that whenever any problem happened to you or hardship happened to you, immediately you say, to yourself. Truly to Allah we belong, and truly to Him we shall return. Immediately Allah the Almighty will send His mercy and will actually bless you, and you will be forgiven by Him, and actually Allah will guide you. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that during hardships, many people lose their guidance. Many people become away from Allah the Almighty. But when you believe that it is all up to Allah and I will return to Him, so I am accepting everything from Him and I am obeying all His commands, He is my Lord, okay? When you have this belief in your heart, okay, you can keep this belief in your heart, sister, except with patience. Okay, suppose this year I have the problem with my knee joints. Next year I have the problem with my eyes, for example. The year after my husband decides to leave America, and I love to stay in America, but he decides, you know, to return back to Egypt. A year after, one of my daughters has a problem. This is life. This is life. So if I don't have patience, okay, and I am accustomed, you know, to the nature of the worldly life. So when you tell me, Sister Mona, what you will do next year if, you know, this hardship happens to you, I will tell you, I will do what I did last year when that hardship happened to me. Patience, patience, patience. You know, sister, this is the most important character to have it, you know, as a believer in the oneness of Allah. Okay? This is the most important character which will help you to follow the right path all the time. In spite of the fact that you are having a lot of hardships, you are lonely, no one is following the right path, all the life is in corruption, I am the only one struggling for the sake of Allah. With patience, you can keep. You can keep yourself following the right path, and Allah will send His mercy all the time to you. This is the reward of Allah for the patient in the worldly life. All the time Allah will send for you a message of tranquility and a message of mercy. You are not lonely. I am with you. I am with you all the time. I will support you. The hardship will finish, but be patient. Don't lose your patience. Allah will send for you this message all the time. After 6 months, I will start, you know, to be frustrated. And I will pray to Allah, telling Him, oh Allah, now it is 6 months. I am very patient. What can I do? I am still a human being. I need your mercy. Allah will send for me another dose of patience. You know, sisters, until the proper time will come, according to Allah's decree, okay, when there will be an end for that hardship. At that time, all praise to Allah, I'm still a true believer in the oneness of Allah, and I received the reward of all the time when I have the hardship, but Allah supported me with the patience, which helped me to be still following the right path and to receive all this reward. This is the clarification of the importance of being patient, that Allah will support you always with His mercy, and Allah will make you from the guided ones. Also, sisters, regarding patience as an important character of the believer, the angels will salute the people of patience in paradise. We will read from Surah number 13, verse number 24. We will read now Surah number 13, verse from 22 to 24. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار.
And those who remain patient, seeking their Lord's countenance, perform asla and spend out of that which we have bestowed on them secretly and openly, and repel evil with good. For such there is a good end. Eden, paradise, everlasting gardens, which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offspring, and angels shall enter to them from every gate, saying, Assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you, for you preserved in patience, excellent indeed, in the final home.
You see, sisters, this is actually Assalamu alaikum. This is actually the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Peace be upon you. The angels will say to the believers when they will enter the paradise because of their patience. Actually, now we will read Surah Al-Asr because in Surah Al-Asr there is a proof that the only winners on the Day of Judgment are those whom they have patience. We will read now Surah Al-Tura number 106. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 852 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
By Asr, verily man is in loss except those who believe in Islamic monotheism and do righteous good deeds and recommend one another to the truth. Order one another to perform all kinds of good deeds which Allah has ordained, to abstain from all kinds of sins and evil deeds which Allah has forbidden, and recommend one another to patience for the sufferings, harms, and injuries which one may encounter in Allah's cause during preaching his religion of Islamic monotheism or jihad.
So actually, sisters, we learn that patience is a command from Allah, and it is a condition for the success and condition for Allah's love. And Allah is always with those whom they have patience, and Allah will reward those whom they have patience with blessing, mercy, guidance, and the paradise. And the angels will salute those people in the paradise. In this verse of the Quran, this is a proof that the only winners in this worldly life and in the hereafter are those believers whom do the good deeds and whom they actually recommend one another to the truth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Commend one to patience. So it is clear that if we are looking to be the winner in this worldly life, in the hereafter, you must have patience. But the question which is related to our topic is, how patience will support us regarding obeying Allah's commands and abstaining from the evil? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that we learn that the characteristics of the believing hearts are all related to obeying Allah's commands and abstaining from evil. And we learn that patience is a very important character which can help the believers to obey Allah's command. How? Okay. Number one, we must learn regarding obeying Allah's commands. We must agree that there are hardships being submissive to Allah. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that if we have two Muslims, one of them is obeying the commands of Allah and the other one is a Muslim by name, but not obeying the commands of Allah. He is just Muslim by name. Okay, so what is the difference between those two Muslims? The first Muslim is the one who has to wake up at 5 o'clock to pray Fajr prayer. And he has to pray all the prayers at their fixed times with sincerity. He is the one who must fast the month of Ramadan. He is the one who must pay the charity to the poor people according to the rules of Allah. He is the one who must have the good manners and forget about showing off and arrogance. He is the one who must fulfill his trusts regarding the parents, regarding the husband, regarding the kids, regarding the Muslims and non-Muslims. So he is a person who has obligations all the time. He is all the time fulfilling trusts. He is all the time obeying the commands of Allah. Actually, it is not an easy job. You agree or not? Agree or not?
You agree.
Okay. to be realistic. So actually, let me give you an example. Regarding the prayers, praying the prayers at their fixed times, especially Fajr prayer, okay, it is not an easy job because Fajr prayer deprives you from the sleep. Number two, in fasting the month of Ramadan, it is the hardship of hunger and thirst and prohibiting the spirit from food, drink and other desires, especially if breaking the fasting will be around 8 or 8:15, and especially it is 1:05 in Houston in the month of August. Okay, so it is not, you see, yes, so I am clarifying why we need patience. You know, so it is not an easy job just to fast the month of Ramadan, you know, which is one of the pillars of Islam. It can be very difficult, you know. Number three, regarding paying charity. Charity is the sacrifice of the wealth, which is be loved to the spirits. Everyone loves his wealth and he doesn't want to give it, but to give it to the people for the sake of Allah, you know, it needs patience. Also, in keeping good manners. What is the meaning of keeping good manners? This means no for arrogance, no for showing off, no for revenge, you know. All of these are considered bad manners, but shaitan makes them loved by the spirits. Most of the people, they like to be arrogant. They like showing off. Okay? When you talk to any sister and tell her, sister, how are you? Where are you living? I am living in this very big house because I am from a big family, because my family is very big in Egypt, because we are very rich there, because we have, you know. Okay, sister, enough showing off. Okay? And enough arrogance, you know. So, keeping good manners also is one of the hardships regarding being obeying the commands of Allah. And the most important hardship regarding being submissive to Allah is fulfilling the trusts, our responsibilities towards our spouse, parents, children, family members, Muslims and non-Muslims. And actually it is a very difficult task, especially, you know, fulfilling the trust to the husband. Okay, most of the sisters, they feel that it is very difficult for them to fulfill the trust to the husband if the husband is not fulfilling his trust. But in Islam, I must fulfill my trust for Allah's sake. Whether my husband is fulfilling or not, this is not my problem. Okay, and this is not my goal. My goal is to obey Allah and to fulfill my trust for the sake of Allah. This is not an easy job. You know, especially except for those whom they have, you know, the true belief in the oneness of Allah, and also they must have a big dose of patience. Okay, because we are still human beings and the shaitan is all the time whispering to every one of us, okay, as Allah clarified in the Quran. So if I listen to the whispers of the shaitan that, for example, in my case, I am a physician, my husband is a physician, I am highly educated like him, he is not supposed to give me commands, I am not supposed to stay at home to take care of the kids and to forget about my qualification, I am not supposed to be the one all the time at home, and he is all the time the one working, traveling, you know, enjoying his prestige and his career, and my career is only to take care of the house and the kids, and I am not supposed to complain because in Islam I am a mother and this is my main responsibility, so I must forget about, you know, all the years of my life which I studied medicine and all my effort and everything, and I must be very happy being a mother. Okay, even if my husband is not appreciating, even if my husband is telling me this is your responsibility, if you want to be a true believer in Allah, you must obey the commands of Allah and you must live your life and you leave your marriage as an act of worship to Allah, not to me. So this is your duty, okay, for Allah. So don't complain. Don't ask me to tell you nice words if you are the best wife, okay? Just do it for the sake of Allah, as if I am an angel, correct? Okay, but there are no angels in the worldly life, okay? So how can I fulfill all of this, okay? Only with patience, you know? And I am clarifying these sisters and I am repeating these sisters because actually nowadays everyone is trying, you know, to forget about patience. When you tell to any sister, be patient for the sake of Allah, obey the commands of Allah, try to learn the book of Allah, try to learn the rules of Allah, try to obey, you know, and follow the right path, she will tell you, this is very difficult for me. Tell her sister, try to be patient, she will tell you, no, patience is very difficult for me. I can't be patient at all. You know, I am already patient, and this is too much for me. And if you try to evaluate, you know, the degree of patience of most of the people, it is very little now. Most of the people, they don't like to be patient. Okay, let us finalize everything. I can't tolerate. So how we will succeed in the test of the worldly life, and how we will be the winners of the worldly life, how we will have the spirits and the hearts of the believing, of the believers, if we don't have patience. You know, sisters, I am trying in this class, which is the last class of the characteristics of the believing hearts, to clarify to you that you cannot have these characteristics except basically when you have the true belief in the oneness of Allah and you have patience regarding obeying the commands of Allah, the Almighty. Actually, now I will read for you a hadith. Hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he referred to those who will be shaded in the shade of Allah's throne for their perfect patience. And we do supplication to Allah to make us from those people whom Allah will shade them in their shade on the day of resurrection. Number one, the patience of the absolute ruler is being, that is to say, in being just in all situations, regardless of his own feelings, and in spite of the fact that he has the power to do whatever he likes, whether it is justice or oppression. But actually, we are not the rulers, so let us move to the second category. The patience of the young man in worshipping and obeying Allah, trying to suppress his own desires. This is very important, sister, regarding your children. Try to raise your children obeying the commands of Allah. Because if you raise them obeying the commands of Allah, they will be with those young Muslims whom they are raised obeying the commands of Allah, and they deserve, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, they will deserve the shade of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Number three, the patience of the man who gives the charity, keeping it in secret, avoiding the showing off to the extent that his left arm doesn't know how much his right arm has spent for Allah's sake. What is the meaning of this? We can be from this category of the Muslims whom they will be shaded by Allah's shade on the Day of Judgment because of their patience regarding the ability not to know how much I spend for the sake of Allah. When someone will come and tell me, I am in need, I will put my hand in my pocket, I will get some money, and I will just give it to her. My left hand doesn't know how much my right hand gives. Why? Because I am giving for the sake of Allah, and this is patience for Allah's sake. I am not interested to know how much I give for the sake of Allah, because it is for Allah's sake, and I will be patient that on the Day of Judgment, Allah will give me the reward for how much I give for His sake. And number four, from this category of the Muslims whom they will be shaded by Allah's shade on the Day of Judgment, is the man who resisted the temptation of a woman of beauty and high status, in spite of the fact that he has a strong motive and is able. For example, a man whom he is in love with a woman, she is not his wife, okay, but she is very beautiful and from high status. She told him we can have a relation. He told her no, you know, in spite of the fact that he has a strong motive and he is able to have the relation. He said, no, I will be patient regarding having a relation with you, and I will forget about it for the sake of Allah. He will be shaded on the Day of Judgment in Allah's shade. Number five, and we pray to Allah to be from those Number 5 and number 6. Number 5, the patient of two men or women or two sisters whom they meet for the sake of Allah and part for the sake of Allah, that is to say, keeping their relation for the sake of Allah. We pray to Allah to be from this group of the Muslims as we come to the masjid for the sake of Allah to learn Islam and to pray in the house of Allah. And we leave the masjid after learning about Allah's sake. We come for the sake of Allah and we depart for Allah's sake and we don't have any relation except the relation for Allah's sake. Be sure, sister, that attending these classes with this intention will give you the shade of Allah, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment, when everyone is looking for that shade, keeping the intention that I am coming for the sake of Allah and I love this sister for Allah's sake only. The sixth category of the Muslims whom they will be shaded with Allah's shade on the Day of Judgment is related to those whom they have the patience that they weep out of fear of Allah. What is the meaning of this sister? The meaning of this sister is that when we will start to read the Quran and we read about the verses which is related to the power of Allah and the mighty of Allah, you will feel that you have some tears in your eyes. Okay, why I have these tears? Because I feel how great is Allah the Almighty. Also, the tears of alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Also, regarding the tears in the eyes out of fear of Allah, suppose bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, when this you feel it and you have these tears very easily, sisters, when you are doing supplication to Allah and you are down in prostration, especially at night prayers or fajr prayers, when you start calling on Allah and you feel how you are so weak and how Allah is so powerful, how I am in great need of Allah and how I fear that Allah will not make for me what I am looking for. Allah will leave me alone. I will be very helpless. Okay? When you have the tears in your eyes, when Allah is mentioned, be sure that you save your eye from the hellfire. These are the eyes which the fire will never touch them. Because these are the eyes of the spirit which fears Allah in reality. And Allah will not make the believers to fear Him in this life and in the hereafter. If you fear Allah in this life, Allah will save you in the hereafter. So try all the time to have this character of having the weeping out, okay, out of the fear of Allah. All the time try to have it and tell to yourself, I want to save my eyes. And if you save your eyes, this means that you save yourself and you save your spirit from the punishment of the hellfire. All of those are among the most difficult types of patients, and actually most difficult type of patients, and actually, sisters, we must try to be included in these categories. You can be from those whom they spend from the right hand and the left doesn't know. You can be easily from those whom they love each other for the sake of Allah. They meet each other for His sake and they depart for His sake. Also, there are another category, category number 7, those whom they love the house of Allah. If you love the house of Allah, okay, and you are all the time having the feeling that I want to be connected with the house of Allah. Whenever you drive your car in front of the masjid, you tell to yourself, let me go and pray 2 rak'ahs for the sake of Allah, in spite of the fact that this is not the time of Asr prayer or Dhuhr prayer, but I love the masjid. I want to go in the masjid. I want to stay for some time in the masjid. I want to feel that I am in the house of Allah, because this is the best place on the earth, is the houses of Allah. So try to have the real love to the house of Allah. When you are coming on Monday to the house of Allah, be very happy and be very thankful that Allah is sending you to His house, and none can enter the house of Allah except by the permission of Allah. And actually, because of this, I have the intention that I never give classes except in the house of Allah. for the sake of Allah, because this is the best place on the earth, and this is the place where the angels are all around. So we must love that place, and we must have the masjid as a special, in a special category or a special, you know, situation in our spirits. When you tell to yourself, do you love your house, okay, which you own, or the house of Allah? As a true believer in the oneness of Allah, whom you are looking for the shield of Allah on the day of judgment, you must say, I love the house of Allah more. What is the best time you spend? You must, you know, train yourself. And you must make yourself to have the habit that the best time for me in this life is when I am in the house of Allah. Because I feel the tranquility, I feel the peace, I feel the angels, I feel that I am coming for His sake. When you have these feelings, inshallah, Allah the Almighty will give you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah will shade you in His shade on the day of judgment. This is regarding the patience. How to acquire the patience? Actually, sisters, I mentioned this in my previous classes. Okay, and from next week, inshallah, we will start to learn. We will have a new series which is related to the diseases of the hearts, and the first disease will be hypocrisy, inshallah. Okay, and let us make the dua. I want to talk to you.
Exactly, Marjima.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen.